I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us here on Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. He's on the Ackerman Security Hotline, left winger for the Caps. Daniel, good afternoon.
Afternoon, guys.
Hey, appreciate your time, and you guys advance, survive in advance, if you will, against the Toronto Maple Leafs. Six games, all hard fought. At the end of the six games, did you feel like you just went 15 rounds with prime George Foreman?
No, not really. I mean, the benefit of getting Toronto in the first round is they're not an overly physical team. They're frustrating. You know, they interfere a lot, and that's kind of the frustrating thing with playing them for six games. But, no, I thought the extra periods, the overtimes kind of add up. But I thought it was a great test for us to have in the first round.
Now, was it a great test because they're similar to the style that Pittsburgh plays, that it prepares you for the Penguins?
I think so, yeah. Not just the speed factor, but they got a lot of young players now in Pittsburgh, and they're feisty, tenacious, all that stuff around the net, similar to Toronto is, where they're just throwing pucks there and then crashing, and you see a lot of that in Pittsburgh style play as well.
Daniel, it seemed like the hockey gods they got every bounce, every deflection, anything, you know, any little bounce they got, in my opinion.
I would agree with you there. I had a lot of friends, obviously, are Leaf fans from growing up there, and some of them are just diehards, and they couldn't help but, you know, think that the Leafs were just playing great hockey, and I think they were at times, but I'd have to agree that I felt a lot of their goals were created off of just unlucky bounces for us and lucky bounces for them. I mean, you see their lone goal in Game 6. It hits a stanchion in the corner and goes right in the middle of the ice for a breakaway for Austin Matthews. And I don't think we got one of those bounces all series.
No, hopefully they come in a Pittsburgh series. But what adjustments did Trotz make early on in the series? Because it seemed like, you know, Ovechkin didn't play a lot in the one of the early games. And then the next first period, he was playing a ton, and he still played only 16 minutes in the overall game.
Yeah, I think that was the adjustment Barry made, was to play our top lines a little more, and I thought that was a great move by Barry because, quite frankly, the Kadri line, who was assigned to shut down Nick, Ovi, and TJ, really weren't doing a great job. I thought they dominated them the whole series, and I thought it was a smart move by Barry to play those guys a lot more. And Kuzi's job was to match up against Matthews, and yeah, I thought the same thing, is they couldn't really handle Kuzi's speed when he was out there.
Now, why did they switch Wilson around, which turned out to be a brilliant move because he got the overtime winner and then he scored two in the next game?
Yeah, I think it was just a matter of time for especially Marcus to get a goal. I thought he was around the net a lot and creating a lot of chances, and maybe bounces just weren't going his way. And then I thought game 6, he made a great play on the tying goal, and then that's just a well-drawn-up face-off play for the game winner.
Now, Pittsburgh, it seemed like they got Columbus at the right time. You guys got Toronto at the wrong time. I mean, Toronto was hot. Columbus was kind of heading in the wrong direction.
Yeah, I'd agree with you there. I think if you look at the last month of the season, Toronto was playing a lot better hockey than Columbus was. And that's just kind of how it goes in playoffs. I think if you look at the St. Louis, Minnesota series. Yep. Minnesota had kind of been playing the wrong way. They were going the wrong way heading into the playoffs, and St. Louis was, I think, the hottest team going in playoffs, and we saw that series when I think it was only five games, similar to Pittsburgh-Columbus. So, I call it unfortunate that we have to play a hotter team, in a sense, going into playoffs, but you always want to play the lower seed as much as possible.
Now, what do you think of the way – I mean, I'm a hockey guy my whole life from Minnesota, and I still don't understand the playoff seeding.
I mean, I touched on it earlier, month and a half ago maybe, and it's kind of happening again. I don't know what the seedings are in the West, but, I mean, right now, again, in the East, you got one playing two and five playing seven. So I don't know how that makes much sense. And seven, the seven seed has home ice. So, I mean.
Yeah. Now, hey, Dana, what are you guys going to, what's different about this year's team going in to play Pittsburgh compared to last year's team going in to play Pittsburgh?
I think last year we just expected to win the Cup, if that makes any sense.
Yep.
You know, we had such a great regular season, kind of ran away with it, really, much different than this year, where this year, I think last year, was almost, it was good for us in a sense. It was kind of a wake-up call, is, you know, you got to, just because you're the best in regular season doesn't mean everyone's going to roll over for you in the playoffs. And Pittsburgh beat us last year, and you could say beat us quite handily, 4-2. You know, we were down 3-1. So I think it's a different focus this year going into playoffs and especially this series.
What were practices like Monday, Tuesday, and today going into tomorrow's game?
Monday was day off. Tuesday we did a little system stuff and maybe a little bit of tendency stuff we want to work on. And then today it was kind of like a regular day before game practice. So nothing crazy. I mean, we do all our meetings like we normally do before a series yesterday and today, and then tomorrow will just be a normal game day routine for us.
What are the key matchups for you guys in this game? Huh? You know, like you said that the cadre line, you know, was...
Yeah, I don't know how much the lines are going to be the matchup. I think the key matchup for us is our penalty kill against their power plays. How well we can shut down that power play. I think it's leading in the playoffs right now, and they got a lot of dynamic and elite players on one power play unit, so it's going to be a test for us with the penalty kill, and I think that's going to, special teams is going to be a big indicator, dictate how the series swings.
Now, I noticed, like, on your power play now, like, Ovi and Shattenkirk are kind of switching spots some, you know, and then Shattenkirk is getting some more opportunities, and then also, it's given Shattenkirk more opportunities to shoot from the top of the point, which opened up Ovi a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's just some tactical things that our power play does, reading off of what the penalty kill is giving them. And, you know, you got to give a lot of credit to our coaches and also Nick. He's probably the best I've seen and probably the best in the league at being able to pick apart a power penalty kill setup.
Now, how big... like Boyle taking us when you're taking, you know, going against him to take the draw. I mean, he's 6'7". Is he huge on the ice? I mean, because with skates on, he's got to be about 6'9".
Yeah, he's a real big guy. I actually have played against him since my college days. So yeah, he's a real big guy, real strong, and you know, it's amazing how a guy like Kuzi, who's way undersized against him, can beat him on that draw to kind of close the series out.
Now, how big was it to have, you know, the veteran experience of Justin Williams, you know, just to kind of, and even like yourself, you just kind of calm everybody down. Hey, guys, you know, we've been here before.
Yeah, I think Justin is the biggest calming voice I've ever played with in playoffs. He's someone who's been through it. He's won 3 cups, so it's not like someone could say after he says something like, what the hell is this guy talking about? He's never won it. Or how does he know what it takes? So I think that's why Justin's so helpful in the playoffs and throughout a season for a team, and especially this team, is he's been through it all, and he's been down and out. You know, I think someone asked him about his series with L.A. and San Jose when they were down 3-1, and they come back and they win the Cup. And, you know, they've rolled through teams he has with L.A., on the way to winning a cup, so he understands all aspects of playoff emotions and playoff swings.
Now, do you expect to see Fleury?
I would think so. I mean, from what I've seen in the media, is that Matt Murray isn't even skating yet, so we expect to see Fleury in that.
All right, now, personally, is your line going to get to play more in this series, hopefully?
I don't know. Hopefully, I mean... I think a lot of that hinges us on being a little more offensive. I talked to Jay after the last series, and I thought we were just thinking way too much, way too defensive-minded, and that's something that him and I can't do. I think we both have a habit of falling back into old habits of thinking defensively and not believing in ourselves offensively. And, you know, we both had he had a career year for points and goals, and I had a career year for goals. So it's not like we can't do it on the offensive end, and I think that's something that we have to focus on this series.
Daniel Winnick of the Capitals tomorrow night, 7:30. Penguins and Caps renew acquaintances at the Verizon Center. Daniel, we appreciate the time. Good luck to you and your teammates starting tomorrow night. Give them hell, and we'll talk to you soon.
And I got you in five, Daniel.
All right. Thank you.
Vinny likes to drink cheap wine, though, Daniel. Just give you a heads up on that.
Right.
Daniel Winnick of the Caps on the Ackerman Security Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.